Well, this morning on our program, we have a couple of guests joining us from the local AEA, the Green Hills Area Education Agency. Dr. Lolly Hawes is with us. She's the chief administrator. And also Tina Whalert in with us this morning, one of the school improvement consultants who's just coming off another exciting school year. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. Great. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, you bet. You guys don't work on a school year basis, I'm sure. You're probably doing your thing all year round. But do you get a particular amount of pleasure in seeing another school year come to a close?
We're always glad when it's over. The month of May is extremely busy in all of our schools because everybody's wrapping up this year and already planning for next year. And it all has to be done before everybody goes home so that things are set for fall. So it's a very hectic time, but it's also a celebratory time because so much good stuff has happened, and it's a good time to sit back and remember all the good things that happened this year.
Yeah, with graduations and advancements and things, this is the time you actually see the students getting to actually show that they're succeeding, moving forward, and accomplishing those goals and things too. I want to talk a little bit about, about how things are happening and what's going on in the schools with regard to, how we measure certain things. How do we measure those successes that happen? Tina, you work directly in the schools with a lot of that process. How are things moving forward? Are we seeing a lot of good progress?
Yeah, all of our schools have really been focused on student achievement and improving their growth and how well they want every student to do and every student to show growth. And so our new way that we're measuring it, I think Dr. Hawes is going to talk about that a little bit, and then I'll talk about a little bit more details around it.
Sure. Yeah, how do we measure that success?
Well, we always say that no child's success is a test score only. Right. So test scores are just one piece, and test scores are really something that help educators know what else we can do or where we need to do more. The federal government passed a new law recently that replaced No Child Left Behind, and the new law is called Every Student Succeeds Act. It's ESSA. And in that law, then every state had to come up with its plan and submit it to the federal government for how we would measure student progress and especially school quality to say what schools are doing okay and what schools really need to improve. And then there's time given once we identify what those schools are. They have a year to put together a plan and a couple years to actually make that plan work and do better.
Sure.
So in Iowa, that ESSA plan is what the AEAs work with schools on. The school improvement team of our AEA puts together trainings and sessions to help teams, teachers and principals sit down and look at their results and figure out where they can grow, where they're strong, and what they can do to put together a plan to get better, because we always want to get better. And it's not just those schools that were identified as needing to improve. All schools want to get better, because we always have a few kids who fall off that we don't want that to happen to. So that's our school improvement work, is really working with schools to put together plans using data to figure out what we can do better to have more kids be successful.
Yeah, it's great to look at the bigger picture, but sometimes when you look at a bigger picture, you get details that are overlooked, and those details are students, and we can't have that. So how do we focus on that? You're working with each individual school district, so the plans to make sure that they're mapping out where they need to be, it's different everywhere. Everybody has different strengths.
It might be math in one school. It might be third graders in reading. It might be fifth graders. They might find out it's fractions across the board is the one thing they're not teaching very well. You know, it really does vary. It might be too many kids are being sent to the office and they need to work better on their school classroom management so that kids stay in class and do better. Right, Tina? I think every school is different in what they unearth as they look at all their information.
And the work that we've been doing at the state level is called differentiated accountability. And so we help exactly, as Dr. Hawes said, we help schools look at their own data and their own circumstances and identify through a process what they need to focus on. And then we help them focus on that and what support they need around that.
So it's definitely a challenge. Is it a good challenge or a tough challenge when you're having to constantly work individually and, you know, everywhere you go, you're working on a different area perhaps to make sure that they're meeting the overall goals?
That is actually the case the way it is, because no school is exactly the same. I think that's what makes my job exciting, is I'm not doing the same thing every place that I go, going in and helping them figure out what their priorities are and then supporting them with that. So every district's different.
Sure. The goals are all the same. It's just how you, the roadmap's a little bit different, how you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Can you give us an example at all without getting too personal? Can you give us an example at all of how you do these types of things?
Sure.
I mean, how do you make an assessment whether or not a school is kind of on the path to where they need to be?
Mm-hmm. So we actually have a tool that we're using across the state that is like a self-assessment.
Okay.
And so the teams have like a leadership team that works through that, and they identify what are we doing well at, what are we not, and then that is sort of like a rubric and helps them say, okay, here's a piece we're missing. And so they figure out all the pieces that they're missing, and then which things are going to give them the biggest bang for their buck in helping more students achieve.
Sure.
An example from when I was a principal many years ago is that we had a situation where our reading scores were lower than we wanted them to be in first grade. But we also knew that we had the best teachers in the school were our first grade teachers. They were well trained. They were doing all the things right. We couldn't figure out what it was. So we kept looking at finally realized that the children who weren't doing well were not in attendance. Their attendance was lower. So we said, why aren't they coming to school? What's the same about these children? It turned out that school had a particular part of the community where we didn't provide bus service and all the kids had to walk to school. And a lot of the families were from Central America, and they did not like to walk in the snow. So if it was a cold or blustery day, they would keep their kids home. And so when the children didn't come to school, they didn't get the reading instruction that the other kids. So we made sure that a bus route went through that neighborhood, and guess what happened? It got better. So, you know, it's just figuring out things that, you know, you never know. I think Tina can probably attest to that. What you'll come down to realizing that you could change just a few things and everything changes for kids.
You're investigators sometimes,
right,
too.
Sort of, right, by using data.
Yeah.
Right.
Piecing the puzzle together to figure out where it's, because sometimes the problem is what it is, but the cause isn't necessarily maybe what you think it is.
Yeah, you tend to think, I got to train the teachers more. It had nothing to do with the teachers. It was the kids not getting to school.
Something completely different. Yeah, completely different. So this isn't, and you can't be everywhere every day. There are too many school districts and not enough of you, but you're working closely with administrators, with teachers as well in some cases that are locally to make sure that they're staying on track.
Yes. Yep. So usually it is in my role, we do usually work with leadership teams and administrators. Sometimes we do help with delivering professional development that takes it to all. But more times we're really working with leadership teams just for that reason, because we have about 135 buildings, I believe. And
that's all.
All of them aren't designated, and there's four of us that do my job. So.
But what they might do is once they've got a plan and it's around we need to improve our reading instruction, then they might hand that off to our literacy people in the AEA who will come in and do training with certain teachers or all teachers. Mm-hmm. And help them increase their skills, which may be part of the puzzle.
Sure. Now, I know we're visiting about this today because folks may not know all the ins and outs about how we do reach the goals that we set. But do parents know much about this process? Do they have a pretty good feel for what is happening, or do they just trust that a plan is in place and there are efforts being made to have success?
Well, the Department of Education widely publicizes, and on their website you can actually go and look at which schools are designated that need to improve or what areas they need to improve if parents want to know that. And I'm sure if any parent wanted to know what their school was doing, most, you know, principals would be happy to talk about their school improvement plan, their goals, their targets, what they're really focusing on. That's pretty public, not always written up in the newspaper or whatever, but if any parent wanted to ask that question, I'm sure principals or superintendents can easily respond to what a parent would want to know about that. Because every school, no matter how good you think you are, you can always get better.
Oh, we can all do that in every industry. That's absolutely correct. And it's not like folks are out there necessarily school shopping, looking for something.
Right.
I mean, you could, but that really doesn't happen very much because that opens up a whole set of other challenges too. But it's nice to know that the folks in the local districts are getting the guidance that they need.
I know we're working closely with Atlantic Schools. They're not a school who's been designated as needing you know, official help, but they certainly want to improve. And I think, Tina, you work in that with Atlantic School teams, right?
Yeah. In fact, they had volunteered to be a pilot school for us when we first started piloting all our tools at Washington Elementary. And so they've stayed involved the whole time and really shown great growth and improvement there. So I just like seeing that happen.
Yeah. So is this kind of, even though the school year might only be 9 months or so, mm-hmm. is this a year-round process in making sure that we're making the targets that we need?
So we do work throughout the year, mm-hmm. and a lot of times that's when some focused work can happen with administrators and school improvement teams within the district, so in planning for the next year.
And a lot of training goes on in the summer. Mm-hmm. Teachers don't just paint their toenails in the summer. A lot of them are taking classes or trainings or gearing up and planning for the new year, and they'll have all these goals and school improvement plans in mind as they do all of that work. So mm-hmm. Summer is a great time to kind of get re-energized and then refocused on the next year. Teachers always do that, and leaders in schools.
Mm-hmm. So parents should understand that they may go and do a parent-teacher conference with the teacher who has the classroom experience with the child, but rest assured, there's more than just the teacher. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There are many other people behind that teacher helping and assisting to make sure that we are moving in a direction mm-hmm. that is positive for every child.
And we pay particular attention to certain groups of children, like children who are living in poverty, children who have special education needs, children who might not speak English,
language
barriers, you know,
right.
Those different kinds of categories of children. We take extra time and attention in the school improvement process to make sure that they are doing as well as their peers, and if not, what specific things do we need to do with that group of children?
Sure. And I guess if folks would like to know more about some of the things that the local area education agency does for their local district and their children, can find more out on the web?
Absolutely. You can also reach out to your schools and ask your principals. They will all be well aware of what their school improvement work is.
Very good. Dr. Hawes, thank you so much. And Tina Whaler, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate all the work that you put in.
Thank you so much.